What are we doing first here?
Mad Libs, all like right, always.
I'm going to let him go ahead first.
Okay. Give me a place, Giddens.
Brookwood Hospital.
An adjective.
Sleepy.
Is that what you are right now?
Yeah.
An animal.
A stork.
Sheep.
A verb ending in ing.
Herding.
Counting.
Room in the house.
Toilet room.
Toilet room. A verb.
Wash.
A plural noun.
Bootstraps.
Bootstraps.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Where are we going with this?
A verb ending in ed.
Rinsed.
An adjective.
Courteous.
A noun.
Lederhosen.
What?
That's from one of them Tractor Boys toffee things.
Lederhosen. Google it.
I'm not Googling a dadgum thing. That's not a noun. That's a dadgum. That's one of them words you make up on Scrabble.
It's a real word.
An exclamation.
Ouch.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
That's all Giddens hears.
That's him, not the baby. Yeah.
A verb ending in ed.
Laughed.
A plural noun, and not lederhosen.
Diapers.
Molotovs.
What in the...
A Molotov cocktail?
Oh, my God.
A verb?
Crazy.
That's not a verb.
It's you, though.
Let's go with
eight.
Listened.
A verb. Last one.
Crawl.
The title of the story is The Spooky Sleepover. During our sleepover at Brookwood Hospital, we heard a sleepy sheep herding in the toilet room.
You heard sheep in the toilet room, didn't you? That's pretty good.
We all washed and tried to hide behind bootstraps, but it rinsed a courteous lederhosen at us.
I tell you, that's just beyond me. I can't even go there. Was it called Leitzenhoden?
Lederhosen.
Lederhosen.
We screamed, Giddens. And laughed until morning, clutching our Molotovs.
Yeah.
That don't sound real. That sounds a little kinky right there. Yeah.
With the lederhosen.
No, squeezing your Molotovs.
Oh.
Finally, we listened outside and promised never to crawl there again.
I hope we'd never go down that road again. With crying and squeezing your molly balls and everything.
Molly balls?
Whatever you
lederhosen and Molotovs.
Lederhosen and Molotovs.
We gotta educate David on
lederhosen.
Lederhosen.
Listen, you're not educating me on things from across the pond.
David, you ready for yours?
I'm ready, baby. Bring it on.
All right, let's start with a name.
A name?
Yeah.
Like a...
Person. Like Giddens.
Thor. Thor.
A place.
A place?
Yes.
Diaper room.
Giddens is in there all the time now.
Yep.
Adjective.
Adjective. Squeezing.
It's not an adjective. That's
That's a verb. Adjective. Let's say horrifying.
There you go.
Horrifying things do happen.
Another adjective.
Another adjective?
Yes.
How about starving?
An animal.
A stork.
A verb ending in ED.
Changed.
A plural noun.
Plural noun. How about bottles?
Another name.
Another name?
Yeah.
Cinderella.
An exclamation.
I'm hungry, Danny.
You got to do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm hungry, Danny.
A verb.
A verb. Chew.
A noun.
Rattle.
An adjective.
Wincing.
That being, I think it's an adjective.
All right. How about?
It can be.
It can be.
No, I'll tell you what.
It would work in this.
How about gloomy?
An animal.
Teddy bear. Notice where all my theme with this is. It's a little
a verb ending in ED.
A verb ending in ED. Pooped.
This is a whole lot of blanks. This is this is like a whole essay right here. This is
a verb ending in ED.
You
got two more after this one.
Swallowed.
A plural noun.
A plural noun. How about pacifiers?
And then an emotion.
An emotion?
Yeah.
Crying.
Sad is an emotion.
Sad.
All right, the story's called The Detectives. Detective Thor was called to the diaper room to solve a horrifying mystery.
Ah, yeah. That's
pretty good.
A starving stork had changed all the bottles. Detective Cinderella shouted...
Shouted.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
No.
Oh, I'm hungry, Danny.
And tried to chew the clues with a rattle. But a gloomy teddy bear pooped them.
There you go.
Finally, the case was solved and everyone swallowed with pacifiers, feeling sad.
There you go.
So what did Cinderella exclaim?
I'm hungry, Danny.
And the teddy bear pooped all the clues.
You're going to hear that. In an enormous amount of time from now until the time he's 10. And he's never going to get any food.
Did you say from now until he's 10?
Yes. And he's
never, not talking yet.
He will. That'll be the first words he utters.
I'm hungry, Daddy.
I'm hungry, Daddy.
I hope he does not say it like that.
Yeah, exactly like that.
All right.